Welcome to True Future, a podcast about getting ahead by getting out of your head. Literally.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hope you're having a great week.
Yeah.
This is Kai Clay and my daughter,
Sarah Clay.
That's right. Founders of Spiritual Mind Center in New York. You're listening to True Future Podcast, the show that brings you family-friendly wisdom, empowerment, metaphysical path to spiritual growth, and success both in real time and from the eternal. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
We hope you are
having a great day.
Yes, we do. We're excited to share this episode because of why.
Because it's about the future and the spirits in space.
And what is the name of our podcast?
Spiritual Mind Center.
True Future. And who gave our podcast that name?
Me.
We are watching a little tiny bird jumping up and down on the window looking in at us while we are recording. I guess they heard the questions that Sarah and Balan were asking, and they want to make sure that they are included, right?
Yes.
So today's episode has to do with outer space, interdimensionality, the nature of reality, and how each of us can participate in a way that will make our lives better and more effective, right?
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, you guys can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and like, because that'll actually really help us a lot. Plus, you can also follow. Also, you get a notification when we post on our YouTube channel.
That's right. So we are excited and we are grateful for all of you.
And we will see you at the end. Balloon.
How are you?
I'm good.
We are happy to see you and your father today.
I have a question.
How may we help?
My question is, what type of planets are in outer space? We hadn't found out yet.
We always enjoy this area of inquiry, for we find that it expands each of your ability to understand a bit more about your experience while you are here incarnate. And we offer to you the simultaneous existence of multiple parts of your timeline, multiple parts of your reality in consideration of your daily role through your physical realm here. Do you understand?
Yes.
There are massive forces. There are dimensional qualities that echo through the continuum as you move beyond the solid foundation that each of you plant your feet on. And we offer that while you are still collectively in an experience of growth beyond what it is that you know, we can see that there is a strong motion, a strong movement within this time and place to grow beyond the understanding each of you have that you would call traditional, that is based upon teachings and writings and books, where much of the knowledge that was acquired by earlier generations of your experience has been somewhat lost due to the non-writing of the experience. So now that there is a high proliferation of knowledge that is passed in writing through all of you, there is a change happening that is increasing and moving faster to allow all of you to share in your experience of these other places. You call them planets. We call them energy fields, for each have a signature that we can perceive and we can offer them to you. We are happy to see you are traveling beyond your own realm. Do you want to continue with your planetary inquiry?
Yes.
Do you understand about the energy field for each of these locations can be vastly different than the one you are currently part of? For the reason is some of these experiences are, as you would perceive them, invisible, and there are often other elements to the energy from other parts of your reality that you would consider under words such as alien, which truly only means foreign or different, which is not in any way reflective on not part. And we would like to share that these terms, these perceptions, these strong orientations to your location are common in your realm. We see it even as you look to parts of your geography that some of you say, well, we are from the north of America, we are from the south of Asia, we are from the next door to the European nation, and each of you see yourselves as so different based upon minor physical and geographical characteristics, based on tradition, based on culture, based on following in the footsteps of your ancestry. Do you understand?
Yes.
Ha! We see you always understand, for you and all the kids you play with are so smart. We say, if only things could reverse where the children were teaching the grown-ups, the world would run so much more smoothly for each of you. You understand? Imagine if, for one moment, all the children were in charge. What would this be like? It would allow for much more joy, much more expression, much more sharing, much more open to understanding, such as the other realms you have encouraged in your episode today.
Hi, this is Kai Clay. Thank you for listening to our episode. We're excited to share the answers that Sarah asked Bahlon this week from our listeners. If you're listening to this and you hear Sarah or Balon speaking in light language, the language of light from the cosmos, and it's something that's new to you and you'd like to learn more, please go back to episode 1 or episode 2 where we spend a significant amount of time talking about light language. We're aware this is new for some of you. While it may be interesting, you may have questions, but we don't want to always just explain the same thing in every episode. Thank you again for listening. Please subscribe. Please let us know what you think. And go to our website, spiritualmindcenter.com, where you'll have access to all of our content, to our regular blog posts, to Sarah's lessons in light language for kids. And of course, please tune in every week. Thank you.
Balloon?
You are continuing on the episode about energy and location and orientation that is using the outer of the space you call for a overlay to also cover your experience with each other based upon geography, based upon culture, based upon perceived differences when, as you know scientifically, you find yourselves physically to be practically identical, and we say this experience will continue as you start to connect with and enjoy the energy signatures from some of these other realms, for we can see that these kinds of experiences are happening now on a small level. We can see that some of you have had what you would refer to as a contact with another. Do you understand?
Yes.
We can see that there is a permeability interdimensionally, intercontinentally between all of you. And what your perception is of your own reality is primarily based upon the 5 senses of your physicality. And we share with you that this is not in any way the definition of your own reality. For if you take a moment and you look inside of your experience of who you are, examine the quieter moments. Examine the perceptions you do not say. Examine the private part of your experience that each of you has learned not to share. For in this private is where reality exists much more than in the open physical senses experience that each of you have learned to share. And we will say without any doubt that if you can, based upon your own interior, open yourself to offering some of your private experiences in a manner that is more public, this will shift more than any other single effort any of you make the nature of your reality. We hear almost every day a question that is very identical from many of you in our conversations, and that is, why is my world so difficult, you say? Why do we not get along? We say to each of you that the way to find this truth, the way to change your experience as a collective, is to do one simple move. and that is to share your inner truth openly with others, to share your reality with others, for your inner truth is reality, and each of you have a powerful truth that you have been inappropriately taught from the moment you came. To not share, to hide your truth, your inner reality has been cut off in many cases simply by learning the training and the methods and what is often considered to be success. So, we say in a circle that while this is just the beginning of a much larger and longer conversation, we wish to share with all of you in group events and the group sessions that Kai and Sarah's family are establishing for all of you to come together to hear from us and to share with us your own experiences of your outer and your inner. This is one of the primary clues we can offer you in this moment.
At this point in the show, we'd like you to engage directly with us in a short guided meditation where Sarah and Bahlon will speak in light language designed to bring peace and meditation and focus to you while you listen. Did you know that light language is also known as language of the angels? It is said to remove energy blockages. And although it is recorded, the energy is still the same. So close your eyes, relax, put yourself in a place however you feel best. For the next couple minutes, we will take you on a journey to the highest place we can bring through light language.
Kumala.
Thanks for joining us this week on True Future. Make sure to visit our website, spiritualmindcenter.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or via RSS, so you'll never miss a show. If you like this show, you might want to check out our new book, Stepping Aside, Getting Out of Your Own Way to Reach Your Full Potential. It's basically the story of my interspersed with wisdom chapters directly from Bahlon.
Balloon is available for private coaching sessions with my dad. Just go to our website and our calendar is easy to book. Our kids can join their family light circle, or I will do weekly lessons in light language and other cool topics. Just the kids like me.
Ha ha ha!